Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, April 30th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Stumps and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Bangalore, India. First, a quick reminder about our fake tech support call submission form. We do still get a number of reports about these fake tech support calls from time to time, including also SMS messages and such that instruct people to visit special websites, for example, to download patches. If you do get any of these fake tech support calls, please consider submitting a quick report so we can keep some statistics about what these callers are trying to achieve and how they're trying to do this. And we have a diary about a recent interview by Alan Pollard about cyber terrorism. One of the focus areas of this brief interview was the Twitter hack and how APs hacked a Twitter account caused a significant short-time dip in stock prices. One discussion that sort of evolved around this interview in our comment section is the use of a second computer just for critical financial transactions in order to prevent this computer from being infected, and how possibly VMware could be used to make this cheaper and simpler. And we got a brief update on the Living Social hack. If you remember, I reported about this last week, that 50 million passwords got leaked, and I wasn't sure about what kind of hashing algorithm was employed. Well, a SHA-1 in this case, so not necessarily sufficient to really mitigate brute forcing of these passwords. Living Social now announced that they're going to switch to Bcrypt. Of course, the real trick here is to keep these password hashes out of attackers' hands, because even with Bcrypt, it's really just a matter of time that the passwords will be brute forced, and weak passwords are still brute forcible relatively easily with a dictionary using Bcrypt. It's just somewhat slower. And ESET published a real nice analysis of the recent backdoored Apache processes that were found on some system. This malware campaign is also known as C-Dorked, and essentially what the attacker does here is the attacker will replace Apache with a backdoor version, and this version of Apache will now accept commands via specially crafted HTTP requests. These requests, of course, are not logged, which makes it kind of hard to analyze what happened on an infected system, and state is maintained via a shared memory region, so there is no data written to the disk other than the compromised binary. Now, the compromised binary is relatively easy to identify. For example, if you verify your RPM checksum, or in Debian, your package checksums. But other than that, ESET also released a free tool to check for the shared memory region that the backdoored Apache version creates. Overall, the backdoored Apache version is then not just able to accept shell commands from the attacker, but it will also redirect users to a backhaul exploit kit. The redirect is again done quite tricky and stealthy in the sense that it does check the refer URL and it does avoid redirects, for example, from administrator or support URL. In order to hide itself better and prevent administrators from discovering the backdoored Apache version. I haven't seen a good description yet on how the backdoor is installed, but this most likely happens via the usual set of vulnerabilities that allow an attacker access to the web server. Of course, an attacker would require usually root access in order to replace the Apache binary on disk. And then we got an interesting story from Germany about the cost of removing malware from infected systems. The city of Schwerin in Germany had a problem with 170 computers that were infected with the Configer virus. Well, it turned out that it would have cost them about €130,000 to remove, to clean up these systems, but then only 187, so about €50,000 more to replace these 170 systems. These systems were slated to be replaced anyway in a year, so the city did decide to just accelerate the replacement schedule instead of cleaning up these systems. This is something we have seen in the past frequently for home users, where home users essentially just gave up on reinstalling the operating system yet once more and instead went out and purchased a new computer. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.